I'm going to do a little bit on the Sif Nun Aleph, in chapter 32, subsection Lamed Aleph. I want to go through in the diagram the various different possibilities over here. We're discussing what is a stuma. So the first thing would be like this. If you have a line, and I'm just using the words Aleph Beis Gimel, in the beginning of the line, this is the beginning of the column, the right, and this is the margin of the column to the left. So if you have Aleph Beis Gimel, right, and then you have the rest of it till the left margin, you have, this is nine spaces over here, okay? This is what's called a stuma, according to everybody. And the same thing is, of course, in this case, in which you have, let's say, a lot of writing over here, and then you have a space, and then you have Aleph Beis Gimel. You have ending at the left margin, and you have nine spaces. And these are all stuma according to all opinions. So this would not be a question. You have the nine spaces here or the nine spaces there. Even if there's only one, that's what he said. Even though you only have one word on the right margin, or you have one word on the left margin, that's a stuma according to all opinions. Now, what happens? If you finish, the next case would be, this is the first case, the next case would be, if you write a line and it goes all the way to the end, okay, you end the parsha, and you got to start a new parsha, which is a sutuma, you got to start a new parsha. So now, that's one scenario. Or the other scenario that he says, if you had a line over here, and you didn't go to the end, but you don't have nine spaces at the last margins, which is the same. Either you go all the way to the end, or if you don't have nine spaces. Okay? So that was the second thing. So now, you start off, and then in the next line right here, you leave nine spaces by the right margin, and then you start over here. So now you have spaces over here. Okay, what is this parsha? Is this a stuma or a psucha? So he says, according to the Rush, this is called a psucha. This is called an open one. Because you have nine lines here. Since this ended at the end, or it ended less than nine, this is called a psucha. This would be a regular psucha, according to the Rush. But according to the Rambam, this is also called a stuma, and whether this is in the beginning of the line over here, or let's say you started a new column. Same thing would be, you started a new column. Let's make the margins over here, so that instead of this being over here, this line starts over here. So you have nine spaces over here. So I'm trying to think. In both of these cases, this would be a stuma. It doesn't matter if the line that follows is on this page or it's is on that page. This would still be called a sutuma. This would be a closed parsha. The only way to make it not a stuma is to leave a space, a line, a space between. You either need a space. In order to make this a stuma, you need an empty space between, empty line between here and here. Then it will be a psucha. Or if this shouldn't be on the top column, this shouldn't be by the top margin, but you should be like a space, a one line space between this. That's the only way according to the Rush. That's the other case.
According to the Rush.
According to the Rambam. Now, he says, what happens if he finishes? Now, the next case is, he finishes, okay, we'll ignore that, we'll go further. What happens is, if he finishes it, he goes up to here, and he leaves a space of nine letters. He finished the parsha, and then he leaves nine spaces here. and now you did not start over here in the beginning of the line. Either you started you left a little space, not even nine letters, a little space or more, it doesn't matter. But so, and then you start the second and then you start the second part. It doesn't matter. Either you leave a little space or you left more space and you start. In both of these cases, according to the Rambam, this is called a stuma. It's also called a stuma. Why? Because since this doesn't start in the beginning of the parsha, the beginning of the line, and there is a space in front of it, if there's even though this doesn't have nine spaces over here, but there's nine spaces over here, doesn't matter. According to him, when you're starting a new parsha, whether it's on that line or the line before, according to the Rambam, it's a stuma. And that would be, even if it's on the second, even if this is on the second page, on the second column, it would be the same thing. But according to the Rosh, as long as there is nine spaces between here, whether it is on the beginning of the line over here or at the end of the line, so this is called, the next parsha is called a pesucha. It's always called a pesucha. According to the Rambam, this is a stuma, and according to the Rosh, a pesucha. Now, what happens if you finish and goes up to the end of the line over here? Or not even to the end of the line, or you go almost to the end of the line, but you don't have nine spaces, right? Now, you want to make now a parsha stuma. Okay, you want to make now a parsha stuma. You want to make. So, if you're going to just leave, if you're going to leave, just start here, nine spaces over here, according to the Rosh, it'll be a psuch over here, right? According to the Rambam, this will be a stuma. But according to the Rosh, so what does he do? So then what happens is you leave a space in between.
Skip a line,
okay? And then you start the next part in the beginning of the line you start. Which means you skip a line, and the third line, you know, you one, and the third line you skip over. Or less than nine letters to the beginning of the line. Okay, so according to the Rosh, we're looking at this space, so it's like one long thing. So this space is like in between. So it becomes like this. That space is looked, even though it's between two lines, this is one line, this is on one level, and this is on a lower level, but this is called a stuma, according to the Rosh, the empty space in between the parshas is as if it's a space in between, in the middle of a line in between two parsha, and this is called a stuma, but according to the Rambam, it's a psucha. And why is this a psucha? Because he has nine spaces. He has nine letters. And that would be the same if it's on the end of the page or in another column, and the empty line is in the bottom page or in the top of the over here. According to the Rambam, this is a psucha. So, to the Rambam, the empty line doesn't do anything for you. So, you don't have any space over here of nine spaces in the beginning of the line. You have the upper line. It finishes up to the margin. You don't have the nine spaces over there. This one starts within nine spaces over here. So the middle line makes it a parsha, but it doesn't make it a psucha because we don't have the nine letters.